You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
There's a lot of parks in New York. They just all have rats in them. I saw 3 rats last night.
They're animals, right? They would live in a park. Where else would they live?
Okay.
Where do you want the rats to live, Jess?
Checkmate.
I don't want them to live. That's
Wow. Anti-rat now. Anti-rat. Okay.
Just kind of disparage rats.
You want to kill all rats then?
I hate rats.
So you want to kill all rats?
My friend told me last night that I don't know if this is even true, but I believe her. She told me that there was a thing in New York where they released hawks every morning. Okay, Roy, get the rat out of here. I'm sorry. Get that. I don't want that. They released like hawks every morning to like come fly down and like eat the rats. And then someone was walking their dog and a hawk tried to like pick up a dog. So they canceled the hawk eating rat program.
Who does this?
But they used to do that.
City funded?
Like, it was like a... What?
So like city funded?
Every morning, like City Hall, they say, let's let out all the hawks.
Like, I didn't ask a lot of follow-up questions. I need to Google to verify this. But I thought, wow, what an ingenious solution. Just release a dangerous trained animal to eat the disease-ridden rats on the street.
Well, it's like Disney, right? They let out these cyber cats.
Yeah, I don't think that's true either.
Well,
Jessica, you should just keep that for the rest of the show. I want something to go viral with you that way, all right? So just...
You missed the secret hawks that live in New York that every morning get released, Dan, to eat the rats and then somehow go back to their hawk caves or hawk homes by the government or whoever's letting them out without anybody noticing that's going on.
I want to hear more.
The other thing that I don't buy about this is that a lot of the rats in New York have some degree of rat poisoning that they've ingested. So if another thing eats them, that thing would die because the rat poison is obviously poisonous to other animals too. So like if your dog ever eats a rat, you have to immediately get your dog to throw up the rat because if the dog, you know, if the rat poison is fully ingested, then your dog could die. So it's really dangerous to have, you know, domestic animals living alongside these semi-mutinous poisoned rats because they could kill your dog. Rat poison is bad.
Well, accountability on the dog's part. Just don't eat the rats.
Don't eat the rat. Yeah, pretty simple.
Eat some
alcohol. Sometimes, like last night, the rats, they don't have any discretion, and they're not really afraid. So they'll just run in front of your dog or in front of you and, like, A, scare the shit out of you, and B, like, if your dog is like my dog and she's, like, you know, a really good hunter, she's a street dog from Puerto Rico, basically, like survival instincts kick in, she wants to hunt this dog down, or sorry, this rat down and eat it, and she's really fast, like she's faster than the rat. So I, like, my friend was holding her leash and had to like restrain her because she would have caught the rat easily, and there was nothing we could have done about it because the rats were just running straight past the door of my apartment building.
Your dog's Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
She's going to leave that there?
She's a Sato. It's a, like this like whole rescue program. You know how Puerto Rico has a lot of street dogs?
Yes.
There's like a couple rescue agencies in New York that bring the dogs from like the stray dogs from Puerto Rico to New York when they're puppies and then people adopt them. I don't think she knows Spanish.
Wow. You should teach her.
I know. I should.
So where do you think the hawks go?
Well, so what my friend told me was that this was like a New York City program. So the hawks were trained hawks. So they went back to their cages after they were done dive bombing the rats, allegedly. Like, I don't know if I believe any of this because I just did a preliminary Google search and it's not coming up with a lot of results.
Well, it's a secret program. It wouldn't, or then people would know. Is there like a central hub according to your friend, or... Are they just throughout the city and they know it kind of go back and close their own cages?
Oh man, I just Googled this and it said there's a news article from 2016 that says adored Manhattan hawk dies after ingesting rat poison. Oof. It's sad.
It did its purpose, I guess, right? Died for a greater good. Martyr.
I don't know if the rat died though.
Well, it ate, the hawk ate it.
Maybe. My friend has this like spiky vest that she puts on her dog so that coyotes won't eat it.
A spiky vest.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
It's the most ridiculous thing you'll ever see.
A spiky vest.
Oh, there it is.
So, okay, so hold on. So she lives somewhere where there's coyotes, I'd imagine. Which is where?
The Hamptons.
There's coyotes in the Hamptons?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? That far? They live in the cold and everything?
There's coyotes in Chicago. It's okay, Willow. It's okay. Just a video.
I guess I didn't know about coyote migration patterns. Yeah. I feel like they were in more the West, you know, like in Arizona.
No, there's coyotes in like the Texas. Plains also. Yeah, there's coyotes in the Hamptons. Let me look. Where do coyotes
live? I was thinking you were going to say, oh, she lives in Phoenix or Flagstaff. You're like, no, the Hamptons. I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
Look, they live like all across the entire
Yeah, but you plains. Can see where the red is and where the Hamptons are is very far.
Where the red is where they don't live anymore, actually.
Really? Oh, shit. Yeah. I read the map
wrong. The yellow is present day.
So that's exactly where the red is where I thought they lived. So now That's it's funny. Yellow.
No, it's the opposite, apparently, yeah.
Hmm.
It's crazy.
Is a coyote nothing but like a big dog? Like a huge dog? Like, what is a coyote?
I don't think they share DNA with dogs, but let me look. Hold on. Coyotes.
Like a giant dog, right? Yeah, like a huge fox, I mean, like a huge dog.
Yeah.
Because it's not a wolf, technically. But they're kind of like wolves.
Here, okay. I have an answer.
Yeah.
Dogs and wolves are so closely related that DNA analysis cannot distinguish a wolf from a dog or a wolf-dog hybrid. Coyotes, however, can be distinguished from wolves and dogs through DNA. Hmm. So they're not as similar.
So they're more of a cat?
Let me see.
Because a coyote's got to come from somewhere, right? Like, if it's not related to wolves or dogs, the only other thing that walks on four legs like that, that looks like that, is a cat. A big cat.
So it's close. It's more. So looks like it's descended. It looks like it's related closely to jackals. And then ancient wolves.
Hmm.
And then the earliest ancestor is the African hunting dog.
Okay.
Which looks just like a giant wolf.
Okay. So kind of in the same ballpark. How about like a hyena? Would a hyena be a cat or a dog?
I think hyenas are more feline. Let me look. Yeah, a hyena is related to... it's kind of... same family as meerkats, mongoose, but the bigger family it's a part of is cat, lynx, lion.
Hmm. Okay. So yeah, I'm looking at a coyote right now, and it's definitely like a big-ass fox. Like a huge fox. So these guys are all over New York.
Yeah, it sucks that they're like kind of like scary because they're also like kind of cute. Like,
yeah.
I want to like... take one home and like put a little sweater on it. Yeah, you know?
I'm sure that there's people that have mistaken them for like a stray dog or a stray something,
oh,
and been like, "Oh, this is nice."
Put a little sweater on it,
and then it's in the back seat of your car, and it's like,
like a little some like mittens.
It's cold, yeah.
It's like people who have taken in like stray cats, but then they're actually like bobcats,
right? Or like a little lynx or whatever.
Put a little sweater on it.
I feel like it's either I've seen it on a show. I feel like we're getting to the age, not like of our lives, but as far as like the digital age, where I'm having a hard time distinguishing memory from something that I saw on TV. Yeah, you get what I mean? Like, I felt like I've heard somebody who took in a raccoon thinking it was a cat, but they were short of sight and didn't see it. Mm. But I don't know if I saw that on TV or if I heard it or read it somewhere.
Interesting.
So now I'm stuck trying to remember. You think in the future we'll have access to other people's memories and, like, watch them?
Have you seen Westworld?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of freaks me out.
So Westworld season one was excellent. And then Westworld season two, I don't know if it was me or what, but I just, they were speaking in like a different language.
It was overly complicated.
It was very complicated. Okay, so it's not just me.
And then season three totally lost me.
I didn't even check in for season three. I was out on season two. But season one was really, really good. Spoiler when I'm not going to say it just in case you guys haven't watched it, but spoiler when they get to the cabin and you find out that what's his face is one of those things and you're like, oh shit, didn't see that coming.
There are a lot of twists.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of twists.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.